This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got Jerry Recco back with us. He was sleeping on Boomer's couch last night. Jerry Recco, while I was sound asleep trying to use my CPAP machine, was still calling a basketball game in Wisconsin last night.
So I pulled a Boomer.
This man is tough. This man is committed.
Get nuts.
This man.
Stop.
He's a
laying
role model.
Concrete in Wisconsin.
He's a role model for all you young broadcasters out there.
Boomer was the role model, and I followed his lead.
Well, okay. I appreciate that, Jerry. You're sucking up to me and all that other stuff. But I would just say you're gritty, and I appreciate this, Jerry Recco.
That's right. Yes, the grit.
I mean, so if you're a little bit on edge this morning, that's fine. You're a little nasty
morning.
That's fine. It's all good. I get it. You're back at work.
Fine.
You're back where you belong, and I appreciate it, and I like it.
Not an edge.
Right.
Nothing like that. We're good.
We did have a caller call CeeLo snotty and
snarky.
Really?
Yes. I believe it was Jennifer from New Jersey said that CeeLo is snotty and snarky.
Okay.
Yeah, you were rubbing off on him.
No, being the update guy
for the morning show.
No, that's not fair or true.
All right,
no.
Jerry. What do you got for us,
Well,
man?
We'll have the press conference today on The Fan at 11 o'clock. Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz officially to be introduced as Mets out at Citi Field. You also have, and I really don't understand what the Mariners are doing, but that is a finalized as well. Gene Segura to the Phillies for Carlos Santana and
J.P.
Crawford. What do you mean, what are they doing?
Now, I keep reading where the Phillies are still in on Machado.
Right, yeah. To play third base now, they're saying. Which, I mean, I don't know. And Harper and Trout when he becomes available. I mean, it's like they are ready to just do absolutely everything. But this was a good deal for them. It looks like a really, really... It's just the start of what's going to be a lot of moves from the Philadelphia Phillies.
We'll see. And then you've got the Japanese pitcher Yusei Kikuchi. He will be available to teams starting today for a month. I think that's how you pronounce it. Kikuchi, I'm not sure. He has a month to come up with a deal. Otherwise, he goes back to the Cebu Lions. And according to the stories, the Yankees will be involved in that. Monday Night Football, Eagles and Redskins from Philadelphia and a win for... the fighting Phils.
Shotgun snap. Here's the draw play. Handoff. There's a block from his guard. It scrolls. The 15. Far side 10. Cuts at the 5. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Philadelphia. Scrolls. A 14-yard touchdown run. And the Eagles have reclaimed the lead late in the first half.
That is Kevin Harlan, Westwood on the Fan. Part of a 28-13 win for Philadelphia, who get to 6-6 while the Redskins fall to 6-6. Here was Doug Peterson. He liked the game plan overall.
Had a nice mix of run and pass and just kind of getting everybody settled in. But I thought that, the guys have really focused in.
Golden Tate, 7 catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. Zach Ertz had 9 catches and Sproles let go ahead score. Then you've got on Washington side, Colt McCoy suffers a fractured leg. That meant Mark Sanchez played. He was 13 of 21 for 100 yards and a pick. Here was Jay Gruden, just another brutal injury at that position.
I haven't talked to the trainer, but from what I understand, Colt has a fractured fibula, and we'll get it checked out tomorrow. Looks like it'll be at least season ending.
Just awful. Here was Sanchez. This is a long clip talking about getting thrown into the game.
It was a tall task, no doubt. But, there's no excuses to make. You just do your very best. And I'm grateful for the opportunity. I was praying for an opportunity, and I thank God for the opportunity. You just never want it under these circumstances. And
so guess who's back?
Who's that, Al?
Back again.
So, the Philly will play at Dallas now Sunday. You guys were talking about this. Them at 6-6, the Cowboys in 7-5, the division wide open. Giants, Redskins Sunday. Here was Pat Shurmur as Kyle Lauletta is now his number.
Pat Shurmur.
Number 2 quarterback. Does that mean that Lauletta has gotten to where he's more ready to actually play?
Yeah, I think that's a fair evaluation of that. You know, behind the scenes, we're watching. We evaluate every step every player takes and everything they do all the time.
Now, you remember last week, Lauletta was the 3. Alex Tanny was the 2. We were talking about maybe if Eli didn't play, it could be Tanny. Who knows? So a reporter asking.
You just seemed to feel a week ago that
Tanny didn't deserve to be jumped over. He deserved a shot before.
I didn't say that.
Oh, no. Well,
someone... I said, don't dismiss the fact that Tanny could go in and do it.
So I'd have to go back and check the actual words, but kind of funny.
Right. I mean, so someone's rubbing off on him.
At the end of the day, does any of this really matter?
I mean, no, but it's just fun. You know, that's all.
I mean, it kind of does because of what happened last year, right? I mean, that's why. Because I think that the Giants fans don't want to see a repeat of that nonsense. And if you're out of it, like, let's see a young quarterback.
They're out of it.
Right. Well, they don't believe so.
They're out of it.
Yeah. You go 8-8. You never know what happens.
Okay.
Not mathematically eliminated, you know?
Okay.
You got to have hope, man, right?
The Jets are out of it. They're in Buffalo on Sunday. Here was Todd Bowles the day after the Tennessee disaster.
Frustration, obviously. Pissed off, obviously. But, you know, it's one of them games you remember for the rest of your life as a player or a coach, and you'll never forget about it. Well.
Yeah, I had a couple of those games. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're 3-8 going into the game against the Titans. Yeah, but
you remember because you're playing well, and all of a sudden the tide of momentum shifts like a tidal wave, and you're standing on the sideline.
30 seconds to go. I believe Marino is saying I'm going to spike it.
Oh, Jesus. Thanks, Eddie.
Marino back, and he looks to the right side, throws, touchdown Ingram. It was a fake. Marino was faking. He pretended as if he was going to spike by making that motion, and the Jets just relaxed on defense, and Marino threw it to Ingram, who was standing there like a house by the side of the road.
Oh, was it a house by the side of the road? Aaron Glenn was covering him. It was a back shoulder throw. It was a good throw. By the way, Eddie, see, that's what I call a Narpian attack. He just sits in there like
he walked right into that.
Like he's sitting, you know, at the front of what was Star Trek? What was the Enterprise? Yeah, and he's got his little joysticks and everything, and he just says Narpian attack on Boomer. That's what we're gonna do.
Joysticks on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Oh, whatever they had, Eddie. Whatever, man. I don't know.
The Packers, of course, letting go of Mike McCarthy on Sunday. Here was Aaron Rodgers on Monday. Rodgers, I'm tired.
He slept 45 minutes on your couch.
I just slurred Aaron
Rodgers. I'm just sitting here saying how great you are and everything.
Aaron Rodgers on Monday. He says, this is on us.
Players are the ones who are playing. Obviously, coaches have responsibility to prepare and teach and demand, but the players are on the field performing.
And they have not performed up to par this year, so he is out. Knicks and Wizards last night at the Garden. This looked like a runaway late for Washington. They held a big lead, but then back came the Knicks to where they got it to 3. Playing defense, they needed a stop to have a chance.
Defense they want. The crowd on their feet. Bradley Beal steps back. It's a 6-point game.
Yeah, put him up 110-104. 110-107 would be the final. Mike Breen, Clyde Frazier on MSG. Bradley Beal had 27 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, and Wall finished with 18 points and 15 assists as the Wizards win, if I read this right, the 9th straight time they've won at the Garden, which is incredible.
You know what's even more incredible is that the Brooklyn Nets.
I'm getting to that because that was disgusting. I will get to that in a second. Let me play Fizdale first.
Are tied right now with the Knicks.
Horrendous loss.
In 5th place.
I'll get to
tankathon.
That. Here's David Fizdale. At least his team battled back.
That's us. That's our team. As long as there's time on the clock, our guys will fight to try to win the game.
The problem was the third quarter. They were outscored 34-19.
We didn't run anything in that third quarter. Couldn't get us into any offense, and credit to them. They really took us out of our stuff.
They did. And so, yes, the Knicks are 8-17, and that brings us to the Nets, who are now also 8-17. They took on a Cavalier team that this was in Brooklyn, too, last night. The Nets are down by 11 on a couple of occasions in this game, down 11 in the fourth quarter, come back and tied at 97 all as they were getting big contributions. Rodions, what's his name? Karutz had some big plays down the stretch. And then here they are. They need to make a stop in the final seconds, and they can't.
So here we go. They're down to 13 seconds now. Burks into the front court. Everyone's standing at Barclays Center. A chain of defense in a tie game.
Watch this.
Down to 6 seconds to go. Burks works it right behind the back. Down the lane to a two-hand slam with 3.2 remaining. And the Nets use a timeout.
I mean, are you serious? Alec Burks. I think he came over. I think he was in the Korver trade. That's how you lose the game?
Is Brooklyn in the house?
No, they weren't.
I thought so.
They've had some awful losses, and this is the worst one.
Right
now, this is the worst one.
Right now, they are the team that has lost more games in a row than any other team in the NBA at 7.
Yeah.
What was that, Dinwiddie on them there? Is that who that was?
Is that
no, after the switch.
Switch?
Yeah, and then
just awful.
Now, what has right gone on with the Nets, man?
I don't know, because you know, at times you watch them and they're fun to watch and they're electric, and you get these big dunks by Jared Allen, and you get the three, and D'Angelo Russell last night at 30 points, he was scoring from everywhere, but they're just, as Evan will tell you, they're just not good. I mean, they're young and they're not good. And so they lose last night, 99-97. They are 8-17, as you mentioned. T-Wolves beat the Rockets 103-91. Clippers beat the Pelicans 129-126. Warriors over the Hawks 128-111. Steph Curry had 30 in that game. Wisconsin beat Rutgers 69-64. Virginia, Michigan State, and Florida State all won. And you had the Devils losing yet again.
7:29 to go. Pass off the stick of Hall. Taken by Pilat. Puck in the Devils' end. Here's a pass for Stamkos. In front, they score! Yanni Gord.
Yanni Gord. He had the goal. Made it
4-1. Damn, Kucherov had a goal and three assists last night.
That made it 5-1.
It looks like a Ranger line where the other team's best players just rip into the Rangers.
Devils had that great start to the season. They're now 9-12-5 as they have not played good at all. And you've got the Islanders taking on the Jets tonight in Brooklyn.
All right, Jerry, thanks. Go take a nap.
I'm good.
Next update.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.